Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. I want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
Let's talk with former Oregon Duck. You know him from the pregame coverage here on The Fan and the Ducks Roundtable Mondays at 7 o'clock. I know him a little bit from the postgame show. Anthony Newman is joining us now. Anthony, thanks for the time today, man. We always appreciate it. I'll just start with, I kind of want to go X's and O's with you a little bit here, okay? Because I don't get to watch film. I don't understand the nuances like you do. When you've seen Stanford, when you watch Oregon, what is standing out the most between these two teams?
In the past, it's been the boys up front, the offensive line of Stanford and the tight ends that they bring in, or they'll bring extra offensive linemen. And they run the power game. And with Oregon, you're talking about their defense. It's been a 3-4 in the past. It have been smaller guys. Oregon's kind of changed a little bit with Mario Cristobal. The defense, these guys are a little bigger. You got a man in the middle, Jordan Scott, at that 3-4 defense. He's the nose guard. He's the one that controls the middle of the field. That's going to help them quite a bit against this powerful running team with Bryce Love back. I don't see Stanford throwing the ball down the field, scoring. You know, you got to keep one out of the red zone. But you know, between the 20s, they want to control the football. They want to run the football. They want to keep the Oregon offense off the field. So it's going to be the same type of game. You got a power football team going against kind of a speed team, but they got a little bit more power than they had in the past.
You know, Anthony, you were talking on Monday with me on the Roundtable show about the Oregon defensive philosophies and things they can do that would maybe help them this week. And I thought it was interesting of going potentially to a four-man front, getting away from the 3-4 defense. So, I mean, a couple on that. One, how tough is that to kind of put in a newish defense in the week of a game? And then who are the guys that you would identify that would be able to put next to Jordan Scott to maybe be another one of those big stopgaps up there?
Yeah, no doubt about it. What you do is sometimes you'll move a lineman, like defensive end, like Jalen Jenks. You can move him down a little bit closer to the guard and then bring maybe Gary Baker. He's a 300-pound guy. Put him in as a defensive end as well and kind of switch it up. You got four down linemen. You know, against a power running team and you're running a 3-4, you got three linemen against a bunch of big linemen, offensive linemen. And so you need to match bodies with bodies. And then maybe you take out an extra DB and bring Keith Sims, a bigger linebacker in the game. And he's a guy that's, you know, maybe going to take a running back out of the backfield, take the tight end pass coverage, but you got him in the running game. Because you know what Stanford wants to do. They want to run the football. And they're going to run the same plays. You know what plays are coming. They don't care if you know. They're going to do them well. So you got to match these guys. You got to bring some guys in there that can handle the guys up front. Sometimes it can be expensive when you're during the week as a defensive unit trying to learn something new, but it's all about the defensive guys just making adjustments, sliding down from the tackle to the guard or moving out from the guard to the tackle, bringing another guy in inside. But the key is Jordan Scott. He is the man. If he can create some double teams where you got two linemen blocking on him, that's going to free up some other guys to make some tackles. Again, this is not the Stanford of the old. They're really good. Bryce Love is coming off an injury. Who knows if he's healthy? He got dinged up in the USC game, and so I'd be taking shots at him. I'd be going after him right and left. But they want to run the football, and you got to stop the running game.
We're talking with former Oregon Duck Anthony Newman. You'll catch him on the pregame coverage tomorrow with Dirt on that one, and then in the postgame with me. As we're talking Oregon and Stanford, can Oregon win this game without running the ball successfully?
No. I always say this. To win football games, you got to do three things. You got to run the football, you got to play great defense, and you got to be special on special teams. And if you can do those three things, you're going to have a chance at the end of the day. Oregon has to be able to run the football. You got to open up the middle by running the ball, getting those linebackers coming up on run, maybe a safety to come up on run, and then sneak something behind them. I think in the passing game, if you have a passing game, I think a tight end can be a big factor. I really do. I've always said that. I playing defense for years, when you go against a team that has a good tight end, that's tough to defend. It really is. It adds another element that you have to worry about down the field. And he's not a big, fast guy. He's not a small guy that's fast. He's a big guy that can run routes and box people out. So that's another hard part that you got to deal with. Oregon, they have to establish the running game. They got it. They got to get it going. They got to get going early. And if they have success, then that's going to help them out with the passing game.
You know, we all the fans, I think, are a little concerned about the wide receiver position. And you and Anthony, and we've talked about that a ton. Pregame shows, Ducks Roundtable, just what's going on. Guys dropping balls. Where's the confidence level? All that stuff. Who's the one you identify? You're looking at one guy tomorrow to be the go-to guy for Justin Herbert, to step up, make some big plays. Who is it?
Well, that's hard to say. The guy that I want to show up is Tepari Hines. He's a quick, explosive receiver that's in the slot. He's hard to cover. He's a matchup problem with the linebackers or a safety in the middle of the field. He's off the ball, so you can't jam him at the line of scrimmage. He's the guy that can hurt you. He's the guy that can hurt a defense. And then you look at the playmakers on Oregon's, the receivers. I think Johnny Johnson is the playmaker. I really do. He has signs of making great catches. He dropped a few balls, but the guy has a lot of speed. He can take the top off the defense, and he runs good routes. So I really believe if you get Tepari Hines involved in the slot, he's going to take the middle of the field, and then you work Johnny Johnson III on the outside, then you have some success on throwing the football. Justin's going to throw the ball right on the money. He had a bad game last week against San Jose State. Everybody has a bad game. Everybody's human. But he's going to have a good one. He's going to be ready. He's going to have a good game this week, this Saturday. And the receivers, they got to catch the footballs. They got to get open. They got to separate from the defensive backs and make some plays downfield.
Is this game bigger for Mario Cristobal or Marcus Arroyo?
Well, you always got to go to the head man. It's Mario's team. And when the finger starts to point, it points at him. Now, he can point at somebody else and go, hey, you better fix this because otherwise I'm going to get fired. I'm going to fire you first. But right now, the finger points at Mario to do his deal with this football team.
where do you think the advantage lies up front? I mean, we know Oregon's bigger on the offensive line, but they've had struggled a little bit to get the running game going last week. And then we know how good their defensive line's been. Do you think they're close to being where Stanford's been? Because that's been the strength of this football team for a decade now.
Well, they're still the same. I mean, they have the same concepts. You know, they have the same group of guys that they want. Again, a good friend of mine is the running back coach there, Ron Gould. He played at Oregon. Okay, he's a Trader. I played with him at Oregon, and he's a real good friend of mine. And he's the running back coach there, and he knows what they're looking for when they go recruiting. They want the big hogs up front. They want the good running backs that are explosive, not real big backs, but guys that can hide behind those big offensive linemen and get through those holes, I should say. But again, they don't have the same talent as they had in the past. They got some guys that are big, but just because you're big doesn't mean you can play very well. Okay, so the defensive line for Oregon, they got some guys that are big this year and can play. That's why I think that the advantage is going to go towards Oregon up front on the defensive line side of it, because Jalen Jelks and Jordan Scott, they're monsters. And then Justin Holland's on the outside, he's a beast. They really are. And so they're going to be tough to deal with. And I don't think that Stanford has a game where they're going to get the passing game involved enough to help the running game, because you like to have a balance. They're just going to run the football. And then now everybody knows they're running the football, so what are you going to do as a defense? You're going to get 8 in the box. Stop the running game.
Sure sounds like, Anthony, is we're against it now. Sure sounds like you're picking Oregon to win then.
Well, I can't go against the team that, or the school, the program that gave me a college education. So I think they have a chance. I think if they don't beat themselves, David Shaw, the head coach for Stanford, well-coached team. These guys don't make mistakes. They don't beat themselves. Oregon, they're young. I'm a little nervous about the youth, but the young guys getting into a big game, making mistakes. You can't fall behind on this football team. Yeah. You got to get ahead.
Who you guys got tonight?
We have Sherwood with this crazy double wing tee offense. I can't stand it.
Is Sherwood good? Are they good this year?
Yeah, they're pretty good. They're not the team of the past, but they're pretty good. That system, these guys have been running this system since the third grade in youth football, Sherwood youth football, so they all have it. And, you know, the quarterback's back there hiding the ball, you know, faking handoffs and doing this, and everybody's running like they got the ball. So can our high school kids be disciplined? That's a challenge.
Yeah. There we go. Anthony Newman, former Oregon Duck. Catch him on the pregame coverage tomorrow with Dirt. Also, he's head coach of the school I hated the most when I went to high school, Central Catholic, because Park Rose always lost to Central Catholic by 50 or more points every single Friday night. Anthony, thank you so much for the time, man. We'll hear you tomorrow, and I'll talk with you tomorrow on the postgame.
Sounds good. See you guys later.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.